Thank you so much. Speak to you soon.
Good to talk to you. Now, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, wants all alcohol consumed by pregnant women recorded, including those who have a drink before knowing they're pregnant. The British Pregnancy Advisory Service says this could breach data protection regulations. But why has the guidance been issued? Now, the FASD, the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, affects more people than autism, and early diagnosis and support can be life-changing for those affected. Joanna Bookart from the National Organisation for the FASD joins me now. Hello, Joanna.
Hello.
So give me your thoughts on this guidance from NICE.
Yeah, we're really pleased that NICE are putting forward this guidance and their quality standard, because putting alcohol use into a routine question within antenatal care means that if it is recorded later on that a child is affected, that they'd be able to get a diagnosis.
Yeah.
So currently what happens is alcohol hasn't been recorded. So in the case that birth mum dies, or in the case the child is in foster care or has been adopted, it can be incredibly difficult to get the diagnosis, which means there's a higher risk that those children go on to have further difficulties, including mental health problems,
yes.
Can end up going all through the system trying to get a diagnosis, sometimes getting misdiagnosed, which can lead to a lot of difficulties, lifelong difficulties. So by having the question asked in pregnancy and having it recorded, this could make all the difference.
Yeah, and wherever it does, that's going to be a very, very important thing for that family, for that child. Is there any way to quantify, Joanna, how much difference these guidelines could make?
It's very difficult, isn't it? Because at the moment, it's not recorded. What we can say is that, as you've referred to, FASD is more prevalent than autism. So at the moment, we're not entirely sure of the figures in the UK. So based on international figures, it could be that we've got 5% of children with FASD. So if you put that into classrooms within the UK, as in secondary schools, you know, it's just so many children. And if they remain undiagnosed, it's difficult at school, it's difficult for parents to manage, there can be involvement of social care. So by having the question asked and people getting the information that they need, so currently women haven't been receiving that information that alcohol can be teratogenic, so yeah. A teratogen is poisonous in pregnancy.
Yeah.
They haven't been getting that information, which means that the choices they're making are not informed.
Yeah.
And people sometimes are asking questions like, oh, you know, should one drink be recorded? And there's no issue if it's been recorded that you've had a drink and your baby is not affected, then nothing is going to be problematic about that. So we need to be looking at what else is recorded in pregnancy. So currently smoking is recorded when you're pregnant. You're asked questions about your HIV status. You're asked questions about any genetic risk factors that might be within your family. And all of that is currently recorded. So adding alcohol to that isn't a really big deal in relation to, you know, the questions that you're asked. It's not about judgment. We're
yeah.
really clear that this isn't about stigma. It's not about judgment. We recognise that people don't always know that they're pregnant when they've had a drink. It's about them getting the information and support that they need going forward, and that information being available should it need to be available later on.
Joanna, you make your case very clearly and pretty compellingly. I wonder, can we imagine why some people might not buy that argument? Why some people might, for all that you say there's no stigma involved, might feel that there is stigma involved, that if someone is on record as having a drink during pregnancy, it would mark them out in some way as being an irresponsible future parent, and they simply wouldn't want that. And to have that recorded on their baby's a medical record maybe just doubles the effect of having the mark on you as someone who is behaving improperly or irresponsibly. Why, some people might just recoil from that. I guess we can understand why that might be, can't we?
So on balance, you can see that some people might be putting out this idea that it would create fear. I don't believe that that's necessary. And I think that to have that kind of rhetoric is really dangerous, because that's absolutely not what we're saying.
Mm.
I don't think that social care would ever think that somebody who'd had a drink or a couple of drinks when they didn't know they were pregnant was going to affect their parenting capacity.
Mm.
That's absolutely not what's being said. It's just about whether or not that information is available if and when it's needed later.
And there's no issue of privacy for you there either, because, I mean, as you make the point that smoking is recorded, and you can have the similar argument about that as well. But is there no ground, because some are arguing that privacy is an issue in this?
Well, I don't feel like it's a really big issue. You're asked all sorts of questions by medical practitioners, and they record what you've said. I think that the relationship between midwife and the mother-to-be can be really special and important, and that women tell me, and I've been delivering training in this for over 16 years, and women, pregnant women and also birth mothers have said that they wanted to have had this information, that that would have made all the difference, to have a supportive midwife, to be able to give them the information and reassurance that they needed, and if they needed additional support, that they could have helped them get that. So currently, women are given support to stop smoking if they're smoking, and that will be recorded. And, you know, we're not suggesting that every woman who's had the odd drink is necessarily going to need support in relation to, you know, stopping drinking. Some might just need information. Mm-hmm. We need to consider that the chief medical officers have been advising no alcohol is safe since 2016. The British Medical Association, since 2007, have been saying that women should have take-home printed information on the risks of alcohol in pregnancy.
Yes.
So, you know, this isn't new news. So this is a really positive thing that this is going to be added within the NICE quality standard. It's already happening in Scotland. So the NICE quality standard is based on the SINE guidance. So SINE is to Scotland as NICE is to England and Wales.
Okay.
So this
okay.
is a really positive step forward for everybody concerned.
Joanna, thank you very much indeed. That's Joanna Bookert. It's 6:56. This is John Pienaar at Drive on Times Radio with Land Rover as Range Rover marks 50 years.